is an active alcoholic. And, you know, as much as I can say that I've made amends to him, I owed it to him to be there. And I don't say that to be some big shot or like I'm better than anyone else, but I needed to hear what he had to say. Even at 17 years sober, I needed to get a little reminder at how it was to live with me during my active years. And I would love to tell you that I just chuckled and walked away, but I will tell you that I cried a few tears, that I said I was sorry to him again, and told him that I'm willing to sit down with him any time again to right that wrong. And that's what AA has done for me. And the sheer fact that the brother that I tortured reached out for me for help, that's how powerful Alcoholics Anonymous is. You know, my heroes in AA are not circuit speakers. I have some heroes who are, but it's not because of their speaking that makes them my heroes. My heroes are GSRs, the people answering the phones at Intergroup that are sending people to meetings, the people who drive people to meetings, the people who keep AA going on the front lines every day. Those are my heroes, you know, in the rooms of AA. And, you know, you're looking at a guy, I have no left kidney, no spleen. My ribs have been broken so many times because I have a miraculous ability that when I start drinking, I don't pass out, I black out. So what happens to me is usually I lose control of every muscle in my body except for my mouth. That seems to work better as I drink. And so when you're in the Tipperary Inn or St. Patrick's Pub or anywhere else like that at 3 o'clock in the morning with me, and I can't control my mouth, and I can't defend myself, and I'm laying outside the back on the ground with some guy with steel-tipped boots kicking me in the ribs, and I can't shut up. And then I'm the kind of guy that even when he's thought I've had enough and walks back in the bar, I somehow get myself up 5 minutes later and go in looking for him like, hey, how come you walked away? You know, like, you know, my high school yearbook, I went to my high school graduation reunion not too many years ago, my 20th. And I would like to tell you that I walked in there dressed as I am tonight with my head held high. But the truth is, I drove right past the valet stand into the corner of the parking lot because I was so ashamed to walk in there. Because these people don't know me as I am today. They know me as I was. They know what I've done, where I've been. You know, people in my office know I don't drink, but if they heard my story, I think they'd have a couple of questions for me, you know? I think they wouldn't, you know, they just know I don't drink, you know? I walked into that high school reunion, you know, my high school yearbook said I predict in 20 years. Now, progression for me is a dangerous word in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not one I find in a big book that's really talked about the way I hear it talked about in meetings. Progression for me has nothing to do with me being an alcoholic. It has to do with maybe the people I hung out with, the places I went. They seem to get worse and worse. My progression is that by the time I was in 10th grade, the only thing I thought about on a Monday morning was, where am I drinking on Friday night? Who has fake ID? And where am I getting money? By the time I was in 11th grade, I didn't know what I was going to do because I couldn't make it to Friday night. Maybe I could make it to Wednesday. Maybe. And by the time I was in 12th grade, I never went to school on a Monday morning. I rarely made it to school on time at all by the time I was in 12th grade. Progression for me is that I finally needed to learn that that boy at 15 years old suffered from the same disease as the boy that walked into AA on January the 5th in 1990. That alcoholism is like pregnancy. You are or you aren't. You know, and that's why I love the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's why I love the men and women that are willing to take people through the big book one-on-one and let me find out if I am an alcoholic. Do I suffer from this disease and this spiritual malady? Because what a relief it was for me to finally realize that I did. You know, and I know what it says on the step shade in the meetings, that you know, that we're powerless over alcohol. But I love that line and more about alcoholism that says we concede to our innermost selves that we're alcoholics. That we're men and women that lost the ability to control our drinking. You know, like the speaker last night talked about, that, you know, we want to think we can drink like normal people. We'll go to any length to do that. I've gone to every length. And, you know,